This is a press release from the Al Souter family. To the administration of Fort Recovery Local Schools, the communities of Fort Recovery and Paulding, the Ohio High School Athletic Association, the Daily Standard, the Portland Commercial Review, and countless others involved in the planning of the longest day celebration in honor of Al Souter. Wow. The Souter family cannot express enough our appreciation and love for the thoughtfulness of the gifts and honors that were shared with us Saturday night in Fort Recovery. It is truly humbling and warming to feel the community spirit and love shared in the Fort Site Fieldhouse on Saturday night. The gifts of the original state championship banner, game ball, videos from Fort Recovery High School and the OHSAA, team shirts for all involved in the evening, and the over $8,000 raised and donated to the Alzheimer's Association are very gracious, much appreciated, and overwhelming. It means even more to us knowing the kind of people you are and your passion for what you do on a daily basis. It was an extremely special night for all of us, and thank you all so much for being a part of the celebration. We are still overwhelmed going through pictures and sharing stories of the night. Another heartfelt thank you, the Al Souter family.
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
Indians this year, that certainly has been the case. A lot of close games, and including one on Saturday that they lost to Worthington Kilborn by a score of 55-54. Hi, everybody. Radio Rob here. Rob Weaver along with Jeff Vaughn. And Jeff, looking forward to a good MAC game tonight.
Yeah, hopefully it is. You know, New Bremen, they're really scrappy. I know they've struggled a little bit, but one thing they do is they play awfully hard, and I can imagine they're going to be putting a lot of bodies on Peyton Judy tonight would be their philosophy coming into this thing.
Well, we had a chance to talk with Mike Bayshore prior to the game tonight, so here is that interview. Mike Bayshore with us, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And, Coach, let's first of all talk about the Saturday game. First of all, what a terrific experience that was. I know you would have rather have won the game, but the whole idea of raising money for the Alzheimer's Association and saluting Al Souders, the 1971 head coach who won the state tournament here, that was quite a deal.
Well, anytime you can help raise money for a good cause and then also pay respect to the people who set the standard here a long time ago by winning the first state title. Anytime you can do those two things, it's always going to be a good night. You know, those things are more important than an outcome of just a regular basketball game anyway. So we were happy to be a part of that. It's a great atmosphere. The fans were out here in full support, and it was a good ball game between two teams that I thought played really hard on both sides.
$8,000, I understand, was the amount raised or so thereabouts, and I can guarantee you that's a lot more than $6 a head.
Yeah, you know, in a community like this, people come out and they're usually pretty generous for good causes, and that's not a surprise.
Tell us about the game a bit for those who weren't here to see it. How did it go?
You know, I thought between the Lincoln View game and for about 30 minutes of that game, I thought we played some of our best basketball of the season. Our kids are playing really hard. We missed a lot of easy layups, you know. But that's going to happen in games. And hats off to Worthington Kilborn. They just kept chipping away, and they battled all the way to the end. And that's what you're supposed to do. And they just happened to make the last shot. but, I mean, our kids played hard. I mean, we did some things better. We did some things better Saturday night than we had done all year. It's just that one, it just kind of slipped away from us there at the end.
How much time was left when that winning shot was made, by the way?
We had 5 seconds left, and Peyton got up the floor and got a shot off of about 24 feet out. I mean, it was contested, but, I mean, he got a look at it. And when your leading scorer gets a look at the basket, you know, that's really all you can ask for. I mean, it just didn't go in. So, you know, like I said, hats off to them. They played really well and executed down the stretch, and we didn't. So
tonight it's New Bremen, always a big game when the MAC comes to town. And talk about the Cardinals and your scouting.
Well, you know, seen them play a few times. They're really aggressive on defense. They really try to take you out of what you're trying to do offensively. They try to get you to play sloppy, which is a good barometer for a really good defensive team. So we've got our hands full with that. We've got to stay committed to what we do offensively and not get caught up in the what they're trying to do. We have to execute a little bit better, be a little bit sharper with our passes. You know, they played hard all the way to the end. They got down a little bit against Versailles and battled back to within 4 points. So, and they played Anna really, really close, who's another good team from around here. So they're capable of playing really, really well. We're going to have our hands full tonight.
Any particular kid or two that you're really concerned about there?
You know, I think for the most part, we have to just be able to play defense like we're capable of playing defense. They're solid, really, all five of their starters and a couple of their bench kids. Not really anyone more than the other, so to speak. I mean, they're all capable of doing something special. So we've just got to play really good team defense.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn as it's New Bremen and Fort Recovery battling here tonight. Hey, congratulations on your conference win over New Bremen the other night. Tough defense.
Yeah, thank you very much. The girls played real well defensively. We were great. And, you know, the good thing is we started out offensively really well. We got up 17-2 to start the game.
Wow.
So anytime you can do that. And we never looked back. And fourth quarter, we struggled a little bit. We only scored 1 point. But we shut them out defensively the third quarter. So really good win for us. And they were ranked fourth in the state. So that even makes it better.
My goodness. So I would say so.
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. From the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff even includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tim. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Well, a quick look at the starting lineups this evening, Jeff.
Well, the New Bremen Cardinals will start number 14, Avery Powers. He's a senior. He's one of their main scorers. Good outside shooter, lefty. Number 30, Andrew Bowers. He's a 6'1 junior. Number 34, Nolan Bornhorst. He's a 6'4 or 6' sophomore. Number 40, Luke Vonderhaar. He is a 6'3 senior. And number 42, Grant Haining. He's a 6'2 senior, and he returns the squad this year. Actually played at Anna last year and transferred back to New Bremen. So for the Indians, they start number 0, Grant Kanacki, the 6'1 sophomore. Number 2, Peyton Judy, the leading scorer of this team, 6'4 junior. Number 5, Ryan Braun, the 6'3 senior. Number 12, the 6'3 freshman, Clay Smith, and rounding out the start in the lineup is number 14, Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. So Indians coming off a tough loss Saturday night. Hopefully they can bounce back here against a very feisty New Bremen team.
We'll see. JV game was won by New Bremen tonight. The final score in that game was... what do I do with that? I had that
right there. Right there,
that's the freshman score.
Oh, okay.
43-22 was the freshman score. New Bremen won the freshman game. Toby Wendell had 10 points to lead the freshman in that game. In the other game, it was New Bremen, the victor. Let's see if there's... Is there one down there?
There it is. No. 51.
Here I've got it over here. Final score in the JV game was New Bremen winning 51-37. And leading the junior varsity for Fort Recovery tonight was Fort Recovery's Ryan Post, as you might guess, with 11 points and 9 for Regan Martin. We'll give you more on those games at halftime. Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For sales, Arcanum in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. That's Cal Pharmacy. Petey's going to jump for Fort Recovery. And the tap goes to Fort Recovery. He was able to out-jump Luke Vonderhaar of New Bremen. And we're underway.
New Bremen starts out man-to-man, and Indians lose at a turnover there.
Peyton tried to pass into Ryan Braun, and New Bremen caused some interference there, and we lost it out of bounds. So New Bremen will bring it up. They're 4-8 on the year. Fort Recovery 6-4. Both teams 0-2 in the MAC Conference. Right side jumper. It's good.
So New Bremen starts out. Luke Vonderhaar hits the 10-foot jumper off the ball screen. So
it's a way to go. Nice shot there by Vonderhaar.
Yeah, it was. Good-looking stroke. There's about a ball batted away coming to Clay Smith.
Smith will pass on the left side to Cade Wendell. Wendell dribbles. Fort Recovery is a big conference game this Friday at Versailles. I believe it's at Versailles.
Yes, it is, because we got a big game Thursday night here with Versailles.
Both the Versailles boys and girls doing a great job. Here's the ball knocked away. It's stolen by New Bremen.
Another force into the post and knocked away there by New Bremen. So
Avery Powers got his hand on that to knock it away. So the Cardinals with the basketball. Right side to Avery Powers. He's looking for a teammate. Dribbling the ball now. Working against Grant Kanapke. Powers goes in the lane, pops the shot over the top of Clay Smith. It's no good. Rebound.
Over and back.
New Bremen picks it up.
Should have been over in the back, wasn't it, or not? He tipped it all the way back. But
I looked away. I didn't see what happened before that. So
right now, New Bremen making some hustle plays.
With the ball now is Andrew Bowers. He'll pass over in the right corner. Ball's loose. Vonderhaar. He'll feed to the free throw line to Grant Haney. Puts it up no good. The rebound, Avery Powers.
Powers just out-hustled Grant for the ball there.
Haney passes off to Powers, pops it off the glass and missed it. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Clay Smith. And down come the Indians with the basketball. Left side to Cade Wendell. First quarter again brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask them about that great program. Here's Petey driving to the hole. He's fouled on the play. He missed the shot.
Going to be a foul on Grant Haining. Going to be his first, team's first.
Grant Haney is the leading scorer, 12.7 points a game. Avery Powers, 11-5, and Nolan Bornhorst is at 9-3. Free throws up and good by Peyton. I don't think Bornhorst is even. Yeah, he's in there. He hasn't touched the ball, though.
He's a sophomore. He's started last year as a freshman.
This next one's up and in and out. No good. Listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW Radio tonight. Scores 2-1. New Bremen's on top by one. Here's the Cardinals with it. There's Bornhorst. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Smits with it on the right side to Ryan Braun, and there's a collision. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery.
The Indians pretty fortunate on that. We got our first sub. Derek Judy's going to come in and replace Peyton Judy. So Indians' leading scorer goes to the bench.
5:15 remaining here in the first quarter from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Indians 6-4 coming off a tough loss to Worthington Kilbourne, 55-54 the other night. And they say the ball is knocked out of bounds by Avery Powers.
Right now, New Bremen put a little ball pressure on us, and the Indians aren't handling it. But I mean, we haven't turned it over, but we just not real strong with the basketball right now.
New Bremen's athletic program seems to be on the way back up after it was at a little bit of a low spot there for a while. Here's Judy, Derek Judy, firing and missing. Rebound Ryan Braun, back up and in. Got
nice
it.
Nice job by Ryan on the glass there.
Ryan Braun gets our first field goal this evening, and it's 3-2. Indians are on top by one. New Bremen with the ball. Andrew Bowers with it. Over on the left side it goes to Haney. He'll feed off to Avery Powers. Powers goes to Andrew Bowers. Bowers dribbling top of the key, guarded closely by Cade Wendell. Ball goes now over on the left side. Here's a drive to the hoop, and it's up and in.
That's too easy there. We let him get it. Split us, two of us, and easy bucket for Nolan Bornhorst. 4-3 New Bremen with 4:15 to go here in the first quarter.
Bornhorst first basket of the game, and that makes it a one-point New Bremen lead, 4-3. Cade Wendell, right side it goes to Derek Judy. No, that's Grant Kanapke. I'm sorry. Here is a drive by Ryan Braun, and they're going to call a charge.
Probably the right call there. Brian got a little deep and probably should have pulled up for the jump shot there, but unfortunately he gets called for a charge. It's going to be his first, team's first.
Not sure this official out here was going to call it that way. But,
over here? Yeah, I agree.
But they did.
A.J. Kramer says it was a charge.
Bowers with the basketball. Back out top it goes. Back on the right side now to Andrew Bowers. Andrew drives against Cade Wendell. Five-footer. He's off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Cardinals with a big rebound. Here's Avery Powers bombing from three. No good. Out of bounds it goes. Then untouched by anybody else. And it'll be Jake. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball on the far side with Ryan Braun tossing it in.
Peyton Judy's going to replace Grant Kanapke and a whole host of New Bremen Cardinals coming in here.
Goodness, four new players.
Yeah, Caleb Allig, Kobe Paul, number 22, Bryce Blickle, and I'm trying to think who the other one is over there.
Full recovery with the basketball. You know, that Blickle is a name I hadn't seen that one before.
Either.
B-L-I-C-K-L-E or something
correct.
Like that. Right side with the ball. Derek Judy feeds to Smits inside. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Nice move by Clay Smits, but he couldn't get the ball to go down. Right side for Haney. He'll fire a three and got it.
Wow.
Grant Haney, their leading scorer, makes it a 7-3 New Bremen lead here in the first quarter.
Good start for the Cardinals.
Definitely is. Peyton Judy back in the game now. He'll bring it down across the timeline over to Cade Wendell. Cade works his way inside, and he's going to be fouled. They're going to call that on
Avery Powers, I believe. Going to be a hand check. Going to be his first, team's third. Second, I'm sorry.
We'll have the Pacers on after the game tonight. The Pacers and Utah after Fort Recovery wins tonight. Thinking positive here.
Yeah.
Right side to Ryan Braun. Braun dribbles the basketball. Almost lost it, got it back, goes to the hole, feeds off to Cade Wendell, has it stripped away and out of bounds. Off of New Bremen's Bryce Blickle, and it'll be Fort Recovery's basketball.
Hey, right now, I'm impressed with New Bremen's defense. They're not really giving us anything on out-of-bounds plays or anything. Doing a really good job defensively.
Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery gets the ball inbounds. With Coach Mike Bayshore, there's a wide open shot. Oh, can't get it to go by Clay Smith's. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. Coach Bayshore said their defense was his concern, that they were very, very clawing type defense.
And they're going to have a foul, I believe, on Brandon Heitkamp, maybe. Him and Peyton Judy get tied up. Not sure what we got.
Yep.
Going to be Heitkamp's first, team's third. Noah Leonard is going to come in and replace Clay Schmitz. And number 34, Nolan Bornhorst, is going to come in and replace Grant Haining.
So it's 7-3, 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter, a low scoring quarter. Fans haven't gotten anything to get riled up about here yet. Cade Wendell, right side it goes. With the ball over there is Derek Judy, passing on the left to Ryan Braun. Braun will go to the corner. There's Peyton Judy. Got it.
Three ball up and good. So makes it 7-6.
Peyton Judy on a nice looking three, and it's 7-6, a 1 point New Bremen lead.
Good find there by Ryan Braun on that.
It was indeed. In the lane, stopping, firing, and getting the shot to go down
right
was
there.
Kobe Paul.
Defensively, it's not a very good job. We got to do a better job keeping a drive in front of us. And right there, wasn't much resistance. And then we got a hand check.
Foul's called on Bryce Blickle.
It's going to be his first, team's fifth. So,
what's your games next week?
We have South Adams at South Adams tomorrow night, and then we are at home with Versailles on Thursday. So big week. South Adams coming off a big win against Jay County, and Versailles is ranked number one in Division Three. So,
yeah, South Adams, definitely a tough ball club.
Yeah, they are. They're much better than they have been, and they got a nice big and some good guards and a couple shooters to go with it. So not going to be easy going up there.
New Bremen will bring the ball, or bring the subs in, I should say, as Fort Recovery still has the basketball. Cade Wendell underneath our hoop.
They're back in with everybody.
Starters back in.
But Grant Haney, they left Blickle in, and there's Peyton Judy on key and misses a layup. Thought he got fouled.
Peyton got the inbounds pass from Cade Judy on the inbounds play, and he couldn't hit the layup, but then New Bremen throws it away.
Yeah, fortunate there for the Indians. You know, miss a layup, and New Bremen gives it right back to us.
Peyton Judy tosses in to Cade Wendell. Cade will bring it across the timeline behind the back dribble. The coach said, they just claw, and you know, it depends how the officials
call this.
They're going to call the
and
foul.
That's one
help
and one.
Us. Yeah.
Next one's going to be one and one. And like I said, he played good defense till he went across half court and started reaching. So,
Fort Recovery will have the basketball at the timeline. Peyton Judy tossing into Cade Wendell. 9-6 score. New Bremen on top by three. Cade Wendell to Ryan Braun. Ryan with the ball way outside. He dribbles. I don't know if he's had a single shot, has he?
He got two. He made one in the paint there. That offensive rebound.
Oh, right.
Backdoor cut and scores.
Beautiful pass from Cade Wendell to find Derek Judy wide open on the backside, and there's a layup. And here's New Bremen scoring at the other end very quickly. And Luke Vonderhaar puts it in. Makes it 11-8. 3 point New Bremen lead. Here's a tying shot. Nope, didn't go down by Peyton Judy.
Rebound by New Bremen. They got 4 seconds.
Here they come, racing down.
Nice Euro step.
And scoring at the buzzer was Nolan Bornhorst to make it a 5-point lead. New Bremen 13 and Fort Recovery 8. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49 in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Cal Pharmacy, and remember, they're location here in Fort Recovery is open until 8 o'clock, many weeknights. For your convenience, Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
So strong finish by the New Bremen Cardinals there at the end of the first quarter. They lead 13-8, and they're going to have the ball here. They're back in with, looks like their starting lineup. Indians with Wendell, Konecki, Judy, Leonard, and Braun.
New Bremen with the basketball. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Here's a shot up. No good there by New Bremen's Nolan Bornhorst, and Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Cade Wendell on the left side, directing traffic. He'll go to the hole, pass off to Grant Konecki.
Offensive foul.
And they say Cade went into the air and crashed into Avery Perry. Avery Powers, I should say. Avery Powers, and Powers draws the foul.
So right there, Coach Bayshore says you got to come to a jump stop, and I agree with him on that one.
13-8, New Bremen with the ball. Cade Wendell, as Cade causes... Oh, they got a timeout. I thought they were going to call a...
Travel?
Yeah, something.
They're getting close, I think, but the coach called a 30-second timeout, so...
So New Bremen calls time to keep possession. They're leading 13-8.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, they're going to hang that nice banner I saw Saturday up somewhere in the gym here.
Well, actually, the banner was in here, and they gave it to Coach Souter.
Oh, they gave it to the coach.
Yeah, they gave it to Coach and his family. So okay. There's a three ball by Nolan Bornhouse goes down, makes it 16-8. Largest lead of the night.
Nolan Bornhorst, 9.3 average.
And then we got an offensive foul on Ryan Braun. It's going to be Ryan's second. Blaine Toby's going to come in to replace Ryan Braun.
So Blaine Toby gets some playing opportunity here. Ryan Braun has to disappointingly go to the bench. I know Ryan loves to play, and he hates sitting on the bench. Don't they all, though, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
New Bremen with the basketball. Working it around here is Andrew Bowers. He'll pass over to Avery Powers. Powers looking for a teammate, goes back to Bowers on the right. And the ball's tipped up in the air by Cade Wendell. He makes a steal. Down he comes, goes all the way to the hole and puts it in.
Nice play by Cade there on the steal. And makes it 16-10, New Bremen.
Cade Wendell. Nice effort there. That cuts the lead
there's
to six.
A steal
stolen
by Peyton Judy.
Judy comes down all the way.
There's an offensive foul. I agree. That's the third offensive foul on the Indians. It's going to be Peyton's first. Team's fifth, I believe.
Peyton crashed into Avery Powers.
Team's fourth team foul.
16-10 now. New Bremen still with the ball. Their biggest lead was eight a moment ago. On the left side, Avery Powers, three-point shot. Look out. No good. And a foul on the rebound on Cade Wendell.
Really?
No, it's on Clay Smith.
I didn't see that one, but...
I didn't see either one,
yeah.
To be quite honest, but Clay Smith gets nailed for it. So New Bremen will put it in play. There's a right side jumper. It is no good. Rebound. Grant comes to Grant Konecki. Konecki comes down. Passes back out to Cade Wendell. Back to Konecki. Three-point shot goes.
But Grant gets on the scoreboard. He has three. Makes it 16-13.
Grant Kanapke. He had some nice games early on, then kind of went away for a while.
Yeah, he played pretty good, I thought, Saturday night. There's a second foul on Clay Schmitz.
So the freshman, Clay Schmitz, picks up number two. And this will, what are we going to do here?
That's going to be team's 16 foul.
Out of bounds. Avery Powers will put the ball in play. He is a senior for the New Bremen Cardinals. Which one's their quarterback?
Barnhorst, okay. 34.
And he has the ball right now. Bornhorst with it. Passes over to Haney. Haney fires a three-point shot. Got it.
Smokes. He didn't hesitate there one bit.
Grant Haney drills a three.
He's got six. Makes it 19-13. New Bremen, 5:30 to go.
Did you notice his vertical jump was very nice, too?
Yeah, he looked good shooting it. I'll give him that.
Right side to Grant Kanapke. Goes back.
There's another offensive foul. Can't disagree. I mean, to be honest, give credit to the New Bremen guys. They're holding ground, and Blaine just put his shoulder right into him. So
Blaine Toby picks up the foul.
19-7.
19-13.
Caleb Allig comes in and replaces Avery Powers, I believe.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cade Wendell on a steal. He goes the other way and lays it in.
Nice job by Cade on the run and jump.
That's twice now tonight he's done that.
And that's where New Bremen really struggled last year was handling pressure. So offensive foul on Nolan Bornhorst.
And he said, yes, I did. He fessed up to it.
So big foul there. Both teams have 17 fouls now.
5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Grant Kanapke, free throw line, back out on the left side to Peyton Judy. Peyton hooks a pass inside to Clay Smiths. Now in the middle to Blaine Toby. Oh, in and out, and a jump ball.
He's going to stay with the Indians.
Blaine Toby, after the miss, did a good job of getting in there and tied up Luke Vonderhaar. Derek Judy comes in for the Indians, and Clay Smiths is going to head to the bench. Freshman Clay Smiths goes out. Here's Cade Wendell tossing it in for the Indians. What a hustler he is. Bounce pass into Derek Judy. Or no, it's Grant Kanapke. There's Peyton Judy. Got it! And a foul is called. Who are they going to call the foul on, and which player?
It's on Grant Kanapke, I believe. No, 24 New Bremen, plus the Indians get the ball back. So huge foul. Bucket's good. I don't know.
Grant had set a screen for Peyton, and the New Bremen Cardinals tried to fight through the screen.
He is good, so it could be a 5-point possession for the Indians.
So 1-1 here for Grant Kanapke. Well, it could be an unusual 5-point play. It's up, and it is good. You know, for outstanding New Holland Farm Equipment, Claus Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Grant Kanapke will have another one. He puts it up in the air and missed that one.
No good. 19-all, 4:36 to go here, second quarter.
Down comes the New Bremen Cardinals. High game, as you say. Going to the hole,
there's a foul.
No good. That was a twisting, unusual shot by Kobe Paul.
Yeah, and unfortunately bailed him out by fouling him. So Derek Judy got beat on the bounce there, and I think he got caught reaching in.
Kobe Paul really was too far under for the shot, but he able to draw the foul.
Did they call that on Cade? They must have. And he just about broke the backboard with that one, so...
No good.
Number 51, Jacob Rindler, is going to come in and replace Vonderhaar.
Coach of the New Bremen Cardinals, Adam Doherty. Mike Bayshore, coach of Fort Recovery.
That's going to be off of Blaine Toby. Didn't wrap up the rebound, and
Free throw went off the front of the rim and came right down and went off of Fort Recovery out of bounds. Here's New Bremen putting it in play. Having some trouble. Haney gets it on the left. He drives baseline. I thought he traveled. No call. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It is no good. Rebound tapped around. New Bremen comes down with the basketball. Nice hustle there by Jacob Rendler.
Haney lets it fly, and it's going to be out off of New Bremen.
Three-pointers no good, and Bornhorst last to touch it for the Cardinals, so that'll give the ball to Fort Recovery. Have a tie game here, 19-19. New Bremen's biggest lead was 8. Really, the Cardinals have led most of the first half. Four minutes to go here in the second quarter. And there comes a young man in that you know.
Yeah, Trevor Vaughn will check in, and Cade Wendell goes out with 2 fouls. We got 4:05 to go here in the second quarter.
Trevor Vaughn, one of the seniors for the Indians. Here's Peyton Judy bringing it down across the timeline. Feeds to Blaine Toby. Now on the wing over here to Derek Judy. Back to Grant Kanapke. There's Blaine Toby on the right. Goes underneath to Trevor Vaughn. There puts it up go. No good, but he draws the foul.
Okay, good job by Trevor. Now hopefully he can cash in at the foul line here. Going to be a foul on Rendler.
See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. It's Artsway. And the free throw is off the front of the rim and out of there. No good.
Got to take advantage of these when we can.
Trevor Vaughn has one more coming here. It is up and it is no good. Bounces out of there, and they're going to call Blaine Toby for a foul. Blaine Toby going over Haney, over Haney's back, who had Grant Haney had rebounding position there.
And Blaine's got his second. That brings Clayton Pearson off the bench, and he's going to replace Blaine. So on the floor for the Indians, we got Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Clayton Pearson, Grant Kanacki, and Trevor Vaughn. So 1-1 for Grant Haney here. 3:45 to go, tied up 19-all.
Our next broadcast will be Saturday night. The Fort Recovery boys playing Arcana. So if you're around, why, you're welcome to join us.
All right, battle four, and that's going to be Fort Recovery ball.
Off of the New Bremen on the missed free throw. Tossing the ball in here will be Clayton Pearson. Goes to Peyton Judy, and Judy will walk it up across the timeline. Tie game still, 19-19. We're stuck on 19. Peyton Judy right side goes to the middle, down the lane, scoops it up. Oh, can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to New Bremen's Jacob Rendler. Down the other way, shots fired up, and it's a 10-footer that's no good. Rebound comes down to, they say New Bremen. I think it went off either Peyton or Trevor.
I can't tell. You know, loose ball kind of bounced up there, and staying with New Bremen.
Putting the ball in play here, the Cardinals. Here's a 5-footer. It is good by Kobe Paul.
And Kobe Paul with a little floater there.
His 4th point of the evening. Makeup game tonight from Friday night that was they postponed all the MAC games on Friday.
There's
a foul and no call.
Jeez, I'm Pete. Holy smokes.
Peyton Judy got shoved in the back.
He got shoved big time.
And no call by the official.
And then they call travel. Actually, Petey got fouled before that even took place. New Bremen leads 21-19.
At the short end of the stick on that one. Cardinals put the ball in play. There's Avery Powers. He puts it up and missed it. Out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball. Air ball by Avery.
I think that was a makeup error. It looked like he might have gotten knocked on the arm, but hey, needless to say, we'll take it. Indians ball chance to tie it up or take the lead.
Peyton Judy across the timeline. Away over on the right side. Opposite side of the court from where we are. In the corner, Derek Judy off the side of the backboard. No good. Here's New Bremen inside, back
double
outside.
Double down, good by Grant Kanacki with the steal. Peyton Judy dunk it.
And he lays it in.
Ties it up, 21-all. Peyton's got 9. Nice hustle by the Indians there.
Peyton Judy makes it 21-21.
There you go. Grant Kanacki being active there and kicks it out of bounds.
Tossing it in here will be for the New Bremen Cardinals, Avery Powers. 2:14 remaining in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's Haney on the far side. Grant comes in and should be a charge.
Oh,
my, you have got to be kidding.
I thought Trevor had him lined up there. Good effort by him, and they call block. So,
no way.
I think it was a charge. I don't know. I give him credit for standing in there.
Trevor Vaughn gets called for the foul, but he was knocked on the floor. At the free throw line, it's Haney, and he missed it.
So what do they say? The ball don't lie, Rob, maybe? 2:08 here, and Vonderhaar is going to replace Rendler.
Grant Haney drove in there out of control and crashed right in to Trevor Vaughn. Up and good this time. We got 1-2.
22-21, New Bremen. 2 minutes, 5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
Peyton Judy, far side. He'll dribble the basketball, working there against Andrew Bowers. Down in the corner to Kanapke, inside to Vaughn, and he missed it. Rebound, Vaughn, got it.
There you go. He stayed with it there, got his offensive rebound. So good job by Trevor sticking with it. Makes it 23-21, or 22.
Trevor Vaughn with his first basket of the evening.
Good for him. He needed a little confidence.
Here comes New Bremen down
all right,
the court. Stole it away. I think Peyton might have knocked it away. Here's Grant Kanapke. Oh, he traveled. Yes.
We just got to slow down a little bit. And, you know, Indian's doing this right now with, three starters on the bench right now?
Yeah.
Ronnie and three of them with two fouls. So, nice little run here. Got to keep working. That's what all you can ask for out of your bench when they come in.
Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. There's Powers up and no good.
Rebound Derek Judy.
In and out off the glass.
Sure,
and
glad we didn't foul him there because he was out of control.
Indians with the ball. Peyton Judy across the timeline. Standing in the center circle. On the left to Grant Kanapke. Tipped away by Powers, and he'll lay it in.
Got to be strong with the ball, and right there, Grant wasn't real strong, and Powers,
Avery Powers tipped it away and made us pay, laying it in at the opposite end, and for him, that was his first point of the night. That's
really
hard to believe.
Wow.
What the scoreboard says.
And he's just got to slow down every once in a while. They get in a little hurry, and
Derek Judy on the left. There's Grant Kanapke. Spin move goes in, and he is going to be called for a charge.
Yep, he was out of control, and unfortunately, Trevor's on the backside and was going to have a putback. That's going to be Grant's second. So that is what, the fifth offensive foul, I think, on the Indians?
At least. Well, recovery is being led here by Peyton Judy with 9. Nobody else, I don't think, is even close to him at this point.
Oh,
there's a foul on
that's
Peyton
his
Judy.
Second. And they're going to go shoot 2 here.
42 seconds. You might want to consider taking him out, Coach.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be on offense here next time, Dan.
Hopefully we go for one shot. So,
at the free throw line is Andrew Bowers. It's up. It is good.
So it makes it 25-23. 42.7 seconds. Caleb Alex is going to come in and replace Haney. So New Bremen's up by 2 here, 42 seconds. A lot of fouls for both teams, 19 so far.
This one's in the air, and it is good again by Andrew Bowers.
Makes it 26-23.
Indians down by 3. Peyton Judy will walk it across the timeline.
Think the Indians going to go for 1 here, Rob?
We'll see.
28 seconds. It looks like we will. I would if we can.
Kind of looks like that's what's going to happen. Peyton Judy still dribbling the ball on the angle over there. Guarded by Andrew Bowers.
Oh,
now,
my. What
happened?
I don't know, but what was Peyton thinking there? And Coach Bashore's
going to get Peyton out of there.
He's going to take. Put Martin in.
Doesn't want Peyton to go pick up that third foul.
I'm not sure where he was throwing it on that one. A long pass across the, you know, that's a huge turnover for the Indians right there.
He's trying to get it to Clayton Pearson.
Yeah, but long angle, though, on that. I would.
Here's New Bremen going to the hole, and they miss it. Rebound, New Bremen again. Haney turns, fires, misses, tips up again, and that's it.
So the Indians fortunate there that New Bremen did not get a score, but Bremen is up 26-23 here in halftime.
New Bremen Cardinals 26, Fort Recovery Indians 23. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know, for outstanding service of your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back here in a moment at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 26-23 is the halftime score. New Bremen Cardinals have been leading most of the way. They had the biggest lead of 8 points at one time. I think it was 18-10 before the Indians came back. Eventually tied it up at 19-19 and 21-21. But New Bremen pulled away right here in the last minute to take a 26-23 lead. Fort Recovery's leading scorers, Peyton Judy with 9 points, 4 points apiece for Grant Kanapke, and also Cade Wendell. Ryan Braun only has 2 points in the game tonight. For the New Bremen Cardinals, they have 7 points. A pretty nice balance, 7 points for Nolan Bornhorst and 7 points for Grant Haney. Haney's been very active in the game. 4 points for the Cardinals, Luke Vonderhaar. 2 points apiece for New Bremen's Avery Powers, who's been playing very hard out there, and also Andrew Bowers with 2 points. There might have been some other scoring, but that's all that's up on the board right now, and we don't have any statistician anymore like we used to here at Fort Recovery, so kind of on our own on that department. Let's review the games earlier tonight, the freshman and the reserve game. In the freshman game, it was a victory for the New Bremen Cardinals as New Bremen led in scoring in that ball game in the freshman contest by Ben Blickle with 17. Wyatt Dickey had 11. 7 for Blaine Schrader, 6 for Dan Homan, and 2 for Sam Saylor, as the final score in that junior varsity game was 43-22. This is the freshman game. 43-22, New Bremen beating Fort Recovery 43-22. Fort Recovery's freshmen are now 2-2. They were led by Kobe Wendell with 10. 4 points for Seth Lochtefeld, 3 for Carson Rammel, 2 for Derek Lochtefeld, and 2 for Dylan Evers. Again, 43-22, New Bremen wins. The freshman contest. In the junior varsity game, that was won by New Bremen. The Indians led after the first quarter, 13-9, trailed by only two at halftime, 23-21. It was 38-29 after three. New Bremen starting to pull away, and then the Cardinals continue to add to their lead, winning by 14, 51-37 in the junior varsity contest. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the JV contest by Ryan Post with 11. Regan Martin had 9. 6 for Gavin Toby, 5 for Brian Benn, 2 apiece for Riley Dilworth and Ian Homan. And then for the New Bremen Cardinals, they were led in the JV game by Justin Tinkman with 14, 10 for Mitchell Hayes, 7 for Patrick Wells. Logan Suchland had 7 points. Nick Wells with 9 points. Ben Cook with 6, 5 for Dan Homan, and 3 for Griffin Rutgerman. So 26-23 here at halftime at the varsity. Again, the JV loses to New Bremen 51-37. The freshmen lose to New Bremen 42-22. We can't let this be a sweep tonight.
No, we can't. I agree, you know, and Indians down 3 here. They had the lead, and, you know, New Bremen, I'll give them credit. Their kids have made some hustle plays and have played relatively under control. I mean, I know in the years past they've kind of, I mean, obviously they play hard and a lot of fouls by both team, and to be honest, I was talking with Coach Patch. I mean, they are fouls, and everybody, unfortunately, you know, for the Indians, we trail here by 3, so hopefully we don't get anybody with their third foul quick in that beginning of the third quarter.
And thankfully, nobody has 3 fouls here at halftime, at least.
Yeah, no doubt.
New Bremen does not have that foul problem that we have. They don't have anybody with 2, I don't think.
No, I don't believe they do.
We'll be back here with more at the halftime. The Indians trailing New Bremen's Cardinals 26-23. Stay tuned, folks. We'll return here in just a moment. The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly. And in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our studio producers tonight, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Hatterley for our radio stations back in Portland. We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. The Fort Recovery Indians and the New Bremen Cardinals battling in MAC conference play. Both teams are looking for their first conference win of the year. They're both 0-2. New Bremen's record, 4-8. Fort Recovery is 6-4. Boy, the Indians have had a lot of close games this year.
Yeah, they have. I mean, every game they've played, I think, has been fairly close. At least, you know, even going into the second half Ansonia game, we were up, you know, we were only up a couple going into that and ended up pulling away. So hopefully, you know, this second half is good to the Indians. On Saturday night, it was not. So hopefully tonight is a different story.
I understand what the Indians had a 16-point lead in the third quarter.
It was somewhere around 16 in the third, and you know, we just let them keep chipping away.
So New Bremen has the ball to start the third quarter of play. Brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Be interested if New Bremen goes at Peyton Judy with his two fouls. Three ball, no good by Nolan Bornhorst. Rebound, Cade Wendell.
Wendell with the basketball, brings it down on the left side, looks for a teammate, now goes to the baseline, passes over in the corner.
In there.
Grant Konapke misses it, rebound, back up and in by Fort Recovery's Clay Smith.
That's nice to see Clay get on the scoreboard. He's had a little rough going here lately, trying to find his shot and get in the bucket, and good putback. Indians trail by one, 26-25.
And he had that slow start with his illness to start the year.
He's still, and that's going to be a block on Clay Smith, so that's going to be Clay's third. So
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I know. That, to me, was one of those where Clay tried to sell it, and you maybe just let it go, if you ask me.
26-25. Indians are only down by one. New Bremen with the ball. On the left side, there's Powers, Avery Powers. They'll go to Bowers. Bowers now passes to Haney. Haney tries to go inside. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to
Clay
Smith.
So good thing Clay, you know, he played smart defense there and didn't pick up a foul.
Luke Vonderhaar missed that shot inside for the Cardinals. Peyton Judy on the left. Looks for a teammate. Way out there. Now dribbles, top of the key.
Left his feet to pass. Just a bad decision. And there's a turnover by Powers right back.
Peyton Judy stole it right back.
He went behind his back and handed it right to Petey.
Makes up for the turnover that Peyton had. Cade Wendell with it on the left side. Dribbling, passing over to Clay Smith. Smith to Grant Konapke in the lane. On the left, there's Cade Wendell. Does not hit the three. Rebound to Cardinals. Up they come. Into the middle, Bornhorst, he lays it up and in. Wow.
Right there, went right by Peyton Judy on defense and went right at him. Makes it 28-25. Bornhorst has nine, so one of his better games.
That equals his average, and we just barely started the second half. Grant Konapke at the free throw line, passes on the left to Peyton Judy, open from three, and he drills it. One of his patent three-point shots for Peyton Judy.
Yeah, that's a good shot for Peyton. His feet are underneath him and stepping right into his shot. So
tie game at 28-28 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. There's Bornhorst with it. He'll fire it up. It's partially
blocked
by Peyton.
Wasn't it?
Rebound, Bornhorst.
But he got
somehow,
his own rebound.
Somehow he got in there and got his own rebound and lays it in. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Peyton got his hands on it, but didn't box him out.
30-28, Cardinals lead by two. Grant Konapke on the left. Out top it goes to Ryan Braun, who's back in the game after having some foul trouble in that first half.
Good
Braun
slip.
Gets it back from Cade Wendell and scores. Braun passed off to Wendell, then hit, broke to the basket. Wendell got him back, and he lays it in.
Nice job by Ryan there, slipping the screen.
30-30 is the score now. New Bremen with the ball right side to Bornhorst. He'll come out top to Bowers on the left. There's Powers missing Avery Powers.
And
rebound up for grabs.
Play by Grant Haney.
Haney comes up with the rebound for the New Bremen Cardinals. He spins in the middle, fires, and hits.
Wow, off-balance shot and finishes. And that's going to be Grant Haney's ninth point. 32-30 Cardinals.
With the ball now is Cade Wendell for the Indians. Over to Grant Konapke. Grant looks, dribbles, passes back out top to Clay Smiths. Smiths on the left to Peyton Judy. Judy, a three-point shot, does not go this time. And the ball is knocked away by Grant Konapke, and they're going to say Grant was standing out of bounds.
Actually, it went off Powers, I thought, but then hit Grant on the process. So number 12, Caleb Alley, is going to come in and replace Avery Powers.
Caleb Alley is a senior on this New Bremen team. New Bremen's 4-8. Indians are 6-4. There's a shove off by Bowers. Wasn't called by the official. over to Grant Haney. Haney spinning in the lane, and he missed.
And he about got his own rebound knocked out of bounds by Cade Wendell. So
Grant Haney was kind of out of control on
that
one.
Yeah, he was. Very active, but definitely out of control.
Haney is also a senior. This is pretty much
he
a senior
traveled.
Team. And Haney puts it up and in.
And he walked in the process and unfortunately didn't call it.
Grant Haney makes it 34-30. Cade Wendell will bring it down right side to Peyton Judy. Judy feeds to Ryan Braun. Braun misses the baseline jumper and a foul's on Fort Recovery.
It'll be on Cade Wendell. Going to be his third.
It is.
That's team second, so see if Coach Bayshore goes to the bench here or not.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Nolan Bornhorst, 15-footer up and good. So Indians double team and lose track of him, and he knocks down a 10-footer.
Right at the free throw line for Nolan.
36-30, New Bremen, 3:24, and Coach Bayshore is going to call a 30. Derek Judy looks like he's going to come in and replace Cade Wendell. So New Bremen with an 8-point lead here, 3:23 to go.
We'll be back. Don't go away. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And you'll find a Second National Bank location right here in Fort Recovery and several down where you work down there in Greenville.
Yeah, there are quite a few of them down there. Payne Judy's going to trigger it in for the Indians, the Clay Schmitz.
I want to thank Second National Bank for their nice donation of the video score table that we have here.
Yeah, that was really neat on Saturday night with the presentation. Kirk Gruby did an excellent job putting one together if you haven't seen it.
On the left side, Grant Canappy, three-pointer, short, and rebound, New Bremen. Picking that up was Caleb Allig. Down they come. There's Bornhorst back outside. Three-point shot is missed by Luke Vonderhaar, and the Indians have it. There's a foul on New Bremen.
Going to be a hand check, I believe, on number 12, Caleb Allig. Going to be his third foul, second foul, team's first.
Fort Recovery must be on a two-hour delay.
Are they?
I just got a call from...
Oh, did you?
Just got a call from superintendent.
Thought they'd wait till the game was over, usually.
Not tonight. I don't know that for sure, but that's what I usually get a call from.
Yeah, I would imagine you're right.
I think Fort Recovery just went on a two-hour delay for tomorrow. Fort Recovery has the ball inbounds. Ryan Braun, right side it goes to Derek Judy. Passing out top to Clay Smith. Smith guarded closely by Heine. Oh, drives around him, puts it up, no good. Tipped away, and coming down with the basketball is New Bremen's Kobe Paul.
So Clay had a good look, just couldn't finish it.
Right side, Grant Heine, nice player.
Yeah, he has. He's done a really nice job tonight.
Left side to Kobe Paul. Back outside to Heine. Right wing it goes to Caleb Allig. Left side, Heine. Jumper got
it. Wow. That was a quick release on that jump shot there. And Haney really heating up. He's got 11 now.
Grant Haney with 14, actually.
Largest lead of the night. And there's another turnover by the Indians. Just a bad entry pass there by Peyton Judy.
All of a sudden, it's 39-30. Indians down by 9.
That looked like that went off of Blickle, but stays with Indians. Trevor Vaughn's going to come in and replace Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz. 1:46, Indians trail, largest lead of the night for New Bremen, 39-30.
So Grant Haney now with 14 points. Doing a great job for New Bremen. Here's a shot up and in by New Bremen's Kobe Paul, and I would say the Indians are in a little trouble here.
I agree. That was way too easy, and Peyton about turns it over again. Ryan Braun has it.
There's Grant Konecki.
Grant Konecki in. And that's going to be a foul on Heitkamp. So Indy's going to get a second opportunity here. So
yeah, out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
Huge possession. That was what the Indians needed. And Heitkamp shoved Trevor right out of the gymnasium. So Rindler's going to come in and replace him. That's Heitkamp's third.
Grant Haney is their leading scorer, averaging 12.7, so he's already above his average tonight.
His jump shot looks really good.
41-32. There's Grant Konecki up and no good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. So it was an 11-point lead. Now it's 9. New Bremen still with the ball. New Bremen's working on all 8 cylinders right now.
Yeah, they are. They're doing some good things, and there's some pressure. Rindler, that's a shot. Oh, my goodness, and he makes it.
Jacob Rindler.
I thought that was a shot that was a good one for the Indians' sake, and he made it.
Puts the lead back to 11 at 43-32. Here's Peyton Judy driving in. He puts it up, missed it. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Rindler got it. Over now to Kobe Paul. He's in the middle. Lost it. Back outside to Haney. Firing in and out. No good.
Rebound. Fought for. Comes to Trevor Vaughn.
Trevor Vaughn over to Peyton Judy.
Oh, my goodness. Petey just...
And Peyton threw it away.
That's about
trying
his third turnover. Just trying to force it down the sideline.
He tried to hit Ryan Braun, but intercepted by the Cardinals. Once again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Farmer's Friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 10 seconds to go. Last shot of the quarter coming here for New Bremen. There's Haney. Dumps it off inside. It's loose, and they're not going to get a shot.
Yeah, it goes off of Trevor. They got 0.7 seconds, so the only thing they can do here is pretty much lob it and tip at the same time, so Indians need to protect the bucket. I think Grant Haney might come right down the middle of the lane line here, and we have Novak Garden. Holy smokes.
Here comes the inbounds pass in the corner. Shots off and no good. Missing that was Avery Powers.
So
that would have countered.
That would have. I agree. And Indians were a little confused on defense there.
43-32. Not a good quarter here for Fort Recovery as they are now trailing by 11. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, they'd like to be your grain marketing partner. Sell your corn direct to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Indians have the ball to start the quarter. Here's Cade Wendell, goes inside.
Get in there.
Cade Wendell scoring, and he's fouled on the play.
Nice and one there, and Indians needed that. 43-34, 7:48 to go, so that's huge for the Indians there.
Could cut the lead to 8 points real quick-like here.
Nolan Bornhorst is going to come in and replace Alec, and Vonderhart is going to come in and replace Rindler.
Cade Wendell at the free throw line. Cade has 6 points on the evening, going for number 7 right here. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good.
Nice job by Cade. Indians just need to get stops right here, Rob. They're down 8.
Peyton Judy leading the way with 12. Cade Wendell now with 7. Full court pressure. And timeout, New Bremen.
Yeah, good job by the Indians there. Timeout by New Bremen. 43-35, 7:42 to go.
So we'll be back here in just a moment. Our fourth quarter is brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For quality building materials, it's your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A rare Monday night MAC game makeup from Friday when we got snowed out.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's still snowing outside.
With the basketball, New Bremen. Kobe Paul will bring it down across the timeline. Here's Haney turning, firing in and out. No good. Thank
good
goodness.
Job. Yeah, no doubt. As the Indians could cash in here and cut it to six. Nice drive in the back.
Trevor Vaughn's up no good, but he is fouled on the play.
Cade Wendell with a nice find there, and unfortunately Trevor couldn't get the end one there. Make your free throws, young man.
School announcements I have so far. Fort Recovery is going to be on a two-hour delay tomorrow morning. Southern Wells is on a two-hour delay tomorrow morning. Jay Trevor. Schools is on a two-hour delay tomorrow morning.
Trevor makes the first one. So Jay County actually been using two-hour delays now, huh?
Yes, we went back to 2 hours. Trevor Vaughn at the free throw line. This one is up, and it's good again.
Good. So Trevor makes two. He's got four off the bench. Makes it a 6-point game. So
43-37 on the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter scoreboard. We're right in this thing. Here comes New Bremen. There's an open shot. Good.
Oh, my goodness. He banks it in.
Kobe Paul open from the free throw line, and he was uncontested, but he had a little luck there banking it in.
Probably a shot the Indians didn't mind him taking, but
Peyton Judy with the ball out front between the circles. On the left, Orion Braun. He'll fire a three. Does not go.
Good rebound by Cade Wendell. Finished Cade, and he got fouled. No call.
Set a block.
Wow.
Cade couldn't believe it. He thought he might have gotten fouled also.
Got killed.
Comes the inbounds pass off the back of one of the players, Haney. Wendell got it back. On the left it goes to Ryan Braun. Braun passes to Cade Wendell. Free throw line. On the left to Ryan Braun. There's Peyton Judy open. Does not go. And New Bremen ends up with the ball as Fort Recovery tried to save it.
Good hustle play by the Indians that unfortunately comes back to him.
Kobe Paul, he'll pass over here on the left side. There's Powers with it. Avery Powers, top of the key. Right around the horn it goes to right side. Nolan Bornhorst back on the left.
Get that. Oh, and they're going to.
What?
They're going to call a hand check on Derek Judy. Wow.
Well,
Cody Paul dribbled it right off his foot, and unfortunately they call a foul on the Indians. 6:08 to go. Indians trail 35-37. I'm sorry.
8-point lead here for the Cardinals. Inside, there's a turn, fire, and a hit. On the inbounds play, Luke Vonderhaar.
10-point lead for New Bremen.
Luke Vonderhaar scoring. Inside to Braun. It's up and good.
Yeah, Ryan Braun with a and one. Good find by Cade Wendell.
Ryan Braun connects inside. That gives Ryan a total tonight of 6 points.
Nice job by Ryan there to get the finish, and good find by Cade. We just got to keep clawing here, Rob. We're down 7. Nope, missed the free throw.
So the lead is 8 points, 47-39. New Bremen with the ball. Bringing it up here is Kobe Paul.
And he traveled.
Oh, they're going to call a foul, okay. Peyton.
I'll tell you what, I thought he just fell down, Rob, but they're going to call foul on Peyton Judy. He's going to be his third, team's fourth.
Peyton is amazed as well.
I just thought he fell down, to be honest.
Here we go with the inbounds play down in the corner. Underneath, open, and scoring on the play was Luke Vonderhaar, who got loose and lays it in.
Trevor kind of overplayed there, and
Back to a 10-point game. Cade Wendell with it. Back outside. Trevor Vaughn firing and does not go. Rebound comes to Haney of New Bremen. Fourth quarter brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber. Don't forget, for those energy-saving Anderson windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cade Wendell tries to knock it away from Powers, but Powers keeps it. On the left to Grant Haney, makes a move on Ryan Braun, stops, cross-court pass, and he threw it out into the outer zone, out of the bounds. New Bremen's bad pass there, which helps the Indians.
Clay Schmidt's going to come in and replace Trevor. Trevor gave the Indians, I thought, some good minutes there. So Indians need to score here and get a stop. Every time we get it to eight, we seem to not get a stop on the other end. And there's a foul on
New Bremen.
Grant Bonderhaar, I believe. That's going to be their team's sixth. So the next one, the Indians will go 1-1.
Luke Vonderhaar picks up the foul.
Bleckel and looks like Bowers are going to come in and replace Haney and Paul. So
I don't mind seeing Haney go out.
No,
sure.
I agree.
He's a heck of a player. Cade Wendell will toss it in. Even LeBron has to rest once in a while. Brian Braun back outside to Cade Wendell. Wendell looking around, passing over to Peyton Judy. Judy goes to the hole, passes off, and Peyton Judy's going to be called for a charge.
That's his fourth, so
shaken up on the play, but he's going to be all right, is Vonderhaar.
So that's fourth foul on Peyton Judy. Tell you what, these New Bremen guys have been willing to step and stick their nose in there and take the charge, so Indians down 10, 49-39.
Coach Bayshore, that was one of the things he pointed out. They would said they'll take the charge all they can. Cade Wendell knocked it away, and
great,
they're going to say it was last touch by Cade. Or, I guess so.
It was. Good play by Cade. I mean, he had his hands on it, and unfortunately, we couldn't wrap it up. 4:42 to go. Indians trail by 10, largest deficit of the night.
Fort Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. 4:42 to go. 49-39. New Bremen gets the easy shot. Good. Broke the press and laid it in at the other end. Nolan Bornhorst. Here's Ryan Braun to Cade Wendell, top of the key. Cade goes in the lane.
Fouled.
He got bumped there
by Bleckel.
New Bremen's Bryce Bleckel, 6'1 junior.
Cade's going to go to the line and shoot 1-1. Grant Haney's going to recheck back in here for the Indians.
New Bremen's averaging only 51 points a game, and they got 51 right now. We still have half a quarter to go.
What are we averaging, do you know?
I do not know. I don't have it with me.
I know lately we've had struggles, and there's a free throw by Cade. He now has 8 points for the Indians, and they trail by 11. So the Indians really need to scramble here, I believe.
I think you're right.
They got about two fouls to give, and there's the next one. So it's a 10-point game. Coach Bayshore is going to take a 30.
Timeout, Indians. It's 51-41, a 10-point game, 4:27 to go. Fort Recovery Lumber, fourth quarter, scoreboard.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Smart, caring for you and about you.
Well, good luck tomorrow to the girls in their game at South Adams. That's a tough place to win at.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is definitely a tough place to win at. And I know the last time we went up there, we had to scratch and claw to get the victory. So
Rob Bob Weaver here with Jeff Vaughn as the Indians have just a few minutes left to get back in the game. 4.5 minutes. There's still time.
Yeah, there is. And Nate Braman struggled to get it across. Then Haney's going to pull up jumper. Get out.
No good.
There we go. There's the opportunity we need. And New Braman off to Wanderhaar. I think we might have got one there, Rob.
We'll take it.
Yes, we will take it.
Ryan Braun will toss it in to Cade Wendell.
Indians down 10.
Wendell goes to the right.
Racket.
Goes left, goes right.
Oh, my goodness.
And he is fouled on the play by Grant Haney.
And I think that looked like a clean block, too, but we'll take it. I guess he got him down low, so.
That's only number 2 on Haney, so he's in no problems.
Cade's shooting 2 here, though. With no time off the clock, is
way to go. Got it.
9-point game, 4:08 to go.
15 points for New Bremen's Nolan Bornhorst and 14 for Grant Haney. The second one's no good by Cade Wendell, and the rebound comes down to the New Bremen Cardinals, Luke Vanderhaar. Fort Recovery pressing again, but the Cardinals bring it up. Right side, there's a shot from the corner by Vanderhaar.
He missed up the offensive rebound, so that's a shot we want him to take. Haney off balance.
No good. Rebound,
and
Cade Wendell.
Foul, so Indians force it there.
Luke Vanderhaar called for the foul over the top of Grant, over the top of Cade Wendell.
Vanderhaar forced the 3, and Haney got the offensive rebound, but the Indians get a second chance here with Cade getting fouled. So
51-42. Peyton Judy's been stuck on 12 for a long time.
Yeah, and he's on the bench right now with the 4 fouls. Come on, Cade.
Cade puts it up and in.
So Indians trail by 8. Next foul by New Bremen will be automatic double bonus. 51-43, 3:48.
Cade Wendell gets it again. He's got 12 points tonight, one of his better offensive nights. Let's hope it pays off for us eventually. New Bremen with the basketball. They lead here by 7. That's all. Boy, a stop here would be big. 3:42 to go.
Almost a turnover.
New Bremen gets it across the timeline.
Picked up his dribble. 55 count.
Bornhorst over on the right side. Back along the baseline. Back outside it goes.
New Bremen really looks uncomfortable right now. Double it.
And the ball's loose.
Yes, going to be Indians basketball.
Getting double teamed over there was Andrew Bowers, and the ball got loose. He made a dive for it and couldn't get it.
I don't know if Clay did that on his own or the coach, but that was a great double team by Clay on the ball screen and caught the Cardinals off guard there. So Indians with a chance to cut it here.
51-44, Fort Recovery down by 7 with the ball.
Hit
outside,
it.
Cade Wendell, 3! Yes! Cade having a heck of a game with 15 points now.
4-point ball game now for the Indians.
And the pass up in the middle. On the left of Haney.
Oh!
What a block by Cade Wendell. New Bremen got the rebound and they score. What a block by Cade Wendell.
Wow. Great block by Cade. And unfortunately, nobody else cleaned up the glass.
Man, a live timeout's called. New Bremen got the rebound. I'm not sure who was that scorer. Did you catch that?
I think Haney might have got it, or was it Bornhorst?
53-47 on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in just a moment. Here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What a hustle block by Cade Wendell a moment ago. Wow.
That was impressive, actually. And unfortunately, no, for the Indians, New Bremen got the offensive putback off of it.
Cade Wendell now with 15 points in the game. 12 points for Petey.
Got plenty of time here. Just got to get stops is a big thing here.
Peyton Judy back in the game. Grant Kanapke out front. There is Smits with the ball. And Cade Wendell can't save it.
Bike.
Yeah. Oh, he falls down. For traveling. No, they're gonna say his foot was on the end line.
Right there, just, you know, unfortunate cross-court pass by Clayton and turnover Indians. Good hustle. Great hustle by Cade Wendell.
I tell you, that guy is letting it all hang out. There's nothing left when this game ends.
The senior putting it on the line. I'll give him that.
One of the greatest efforts I've seen in high school basketball, Cade Wendell tonight. There's a shot up and good.
That young man's had a huge night. Cody Paul's got 10 points.
Kobe Paul with 10 now.
Off the bench.
Here is Grant Kanapke out front. There's Ryan Braun. Fakes, drives, fires, hits!
Ryan with the jumper. That's Ryan's first bucket in a while, I believe. He's got 8 now. Indians trail 55-49. Get out of bounds.
New Bremen brings it up. Break the press. They stop. Now they pass it back outside. It's a 6-point game, 55-49.
And they just lose it out of bounds. Avery Powers, so Peyton Judy's going to come in and replace Derek Judy. So,
well, getting kind of interesting here. It's not over yet.
Yeah, this would be a huge possession for the Indians here if they can score.
If you don't believe it's not over till it's over, just refer to last night's Vikings win.
No kidding. Wasn't that incredible?
Clay Smith.
Yes. Clay with a nice back down 10-foot, 5-footer there. So Indians trail by 4, 1:36 to go. About a 5 count here. Grant Haney has it.
Here comes Haney.
He carried
across
it.
The timeline. He did.
Yeah.
Grant Haney turns it over.
Yeah, he did. He definitely brought his hand over the top. And 128, Indians trail by 4 here.
55-51 on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, for quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Peyton Judy out front on the left to Cade Wendell. Cade looks, passes off to Judy. 3-point shot! Does not go. Hit on the baseline.
So, that's quick, I thought, but, right here, Indians got to get another stop. Watch deep here.
Peyton Judy still looking for his first basket in a long time here. I didn't think he had 12. But
Born horse on the run out. Turnover. Oh.
Going to call a foul on Derek Judy.
Yeah, actually, it's kick ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a chance for the Indians there because I didn't think he was going to call it. Cardinals triggered it under their own basket.
And bounce pass.
Got a chance to foul here. Oh!
But Derek Judy is called for a foul as he reached in, they say, on Kobe Paul.
That's a good foul. You know, they got one to give in a 7. I would think Cardinals are going to be very, very patient. So next one will be 1-1 for the Indians. I think the coaching staff would want to know who they're going to foul here. I don't know.
Here we go with the inbounds pass, and there's a foul called right away. Derek Judy fouling the New Bremen Cardinals. Kobe Paul, we have 1:06 to go. Indians are down by 4, 55-51.
Good foul there, and actually a little no time ran off the clock, I don't think. So those are even better fouls. Come on, miss for a change here.
Kobe Paul at the free throw line. He's got 10 points on the night. First one is up, and it is good.
That looked pretty good.
Yep.
He's had a great game off the bench. The 5'11 senior. He's got 11. Indians trail by 5. 1:06 to go.
This one's up, and it's no good.
Oh, they give up the offense.
And Ryan went off of New Bremen.
Get a break there.
Ryan Braun, I thought he had it. Then it went off New Bremen out of bounds, and the Indians get it back.
Yeah, Haining had his hands on it, and Ryan looked like he had it, and then it goes out of bounds. So Indians just need a 2 here. We need to score quick and foul. And
here we go on the left to Cade Wendell, the star of the game for us.
Finds Ryan Braun, and 1!
Oh, can't get it to go down, and he's fouled. Ryan Braun at the free throw line. Great pass again from Cade Wendell.
Yeah, Cade's played a really, really good ball game tonight.
Man, has he ever.
Yeah, Ryan, he's gotten his teammates involved, too, very well.
Ryan Braun with 8 points. And now Doggone it.
Those are ones we need. You know, Ryan goes in and out, definitely. And Derek Jeudy's going to come in and replace Peyton Jeudy. 56-51.
52 seconds on the Fort Recovery Lumber scoreboard. Got that one.
And Indians are going to call full timeout. They got two left. New Bremen has two as well.
We'll be back with an exciting last minute of play right after we pause for this.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, Fort Recovery Schools are on a two-hour delay for tomorrow morning. Jay County Schools are on a two-hour delay for tomorrow morning. Southern Wells Schools are on a two-hour delay for tomorrow morning. Those are the school announcements that I have at this particular time.
51.6 seconds. Indians trail by four. A quick steal here would be great. If not, we got a foul right away.
Here comes Avery Powers tossing it in. Comes in here to Nolan Bornhorst. New Bremen breaks the press. And now there's a foul called right away.
I'm not sure why we didn't foul sooner there. I don't know. You know, Indians kind of hesitated. They let them run off about 5 seconds.
Not sure who the foul was going to be called.
Probably Grant, I'm guessing. And Grant kind of fell into him. I hope they're not calling it intentional.
Well, I'm wondering.
You know, they're over there discussing. I'm like, I hope they don't call it intentional.
Full Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Got a little confusion here. Alec's going to replace Powers.
Caleb Alleg in there now. At the free throw line is Kobe Paul. He's got 11 points. And he still has 11.
He missed it.
Rebound Ryan Braun.
No,
big miss.
We got to go.
4-point game.
Get to the rack.
Oh, we almost throw it away.
Why
Thank
is
goodness.
He picking up his dribble?
Peyton Jeudy tried to pass kind of cross court there, and almost ripping it out was Luke Vonderhaar, but he couldn't get his hand on it.
Wow. The Indians fortunate there.
Ryan Braun to Peyton Jeudy, back to Braun. On the left to Cade Wendell. Cade goes inside. He can't get it to go down. Rebound, New Bremen. And there's a foul on Clay Smits, I think. It's gone definitely on Fort Recovery, and so we'll go to the other end. Yes, it's on Clay Smits. So shooting the free throw here will be Grant Heine. Boy, we had a chance there to cut the lead to 2 points and couldn't get it done.
Yeah, we did. We had a chance. You know, they missed the free throw, and Indians definitely had a chance.
This one by Haney is up and good. Grant Haney.
So right now, Indians definitely need a miracle. I think we're down five with 28-9. We got to get to the rack here.
It gives him 15 points on the evening. And this is also good. 16 points for Grant Haney.
Get to the rack. You got timeouts.
Peyton Jeudy comes down, and the ball's tipped out of bounds there by Caleb Alleg of New Bremen. 24 seconds remaining here. Need a quick basket. There's Cade Wendell. He'll pop the shot. Does not go. Rebound, New Bremen, and that's
going to be it for Clay Schmitz, I believe, if that's on Clay.
Has a tough shot there. We needed that one very badly.
Nope. Foul on Grant Knapp. You're going to be Grant's third, I say. New Bremen. You know, nice win by them. I give their kids credit. They did. They brought it tonight, no doubt about it.
Boy, they hustled. Luke Vonderhaar at the free throw line. It's up and no good. But now two threes here with Hyatt. Let's not get, you know.
We still got a shot. I mean.
Fort Recovery Lumber, fourth quarter, 18 seconds to go. This one is no good again.
So we got to go.
Come on, let's get the three, guys. Here comes Peyton Jeudy. He drives in, puts it up, and missed the shot. Rebound comes to New Bremen, and that's probably going to do it now.
Yep, going to be foul number 5 on Clay Smith.
I don't quite understand why we didn't take the 3 there.
Yeah, we had a kick out, I think, but I don't know. Petey is going to try to get to the rack, I think, and get fouled, but unfortunately for the Indians, didn't happen.
Baden's had a tough second half in the offensive end of it.
Yeah, he has. Like I said, I'm not sure he scored this half, to be honest.
So, at the free throw line for the New Bremen Cardinals goes Luke Vonderhaar, and it is no good.
He's missed 3. If we'd known that, we probably would have fouled him a long, long time ago. Looks like New Bremen are going to get the sweep here tonight, a triple header.
Got that one. He got 1 of 2. Yep, 59-52 now. 10 seconds to go. Not enough time. Here's Peyton Judy on a 3, and he got it.
And
finally.
Call a timeout, so that's Peyton's first 3.
He says, finally. Gives him 15 points now in the evening, but not enough. 59-55. New Bremen will have the ball, and they're going to win their first conference game of the year. They're going to go to 5-8. Port Recovery is going to go to 0-3 in conference, and they will be 6-5 on the season. Stay tuned. We'll have coach after the game. Mike Bayshore will be up. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for WPGW Radio in Portland. A reminder, stay with us. The Pacers and Utah coming up. That'll tip off at 9 o'clock. We'll have that for you right after we're done here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Pacers had 2 nice wins over the weekend, beating Cleveland on Friday and beating Phoenix on Sunday.
Yeah, they had Cleveland's number, didn't they?
They've beaten them 3 times this year.
I know they have.
And then Cleveland had a 22-point lead in that game.
Yeah, I know they did. Cavs aren't, I don't know, they're missing something.
Yep.
I think so.
Yep, they are. Here's the inbounds pass. Fort Recovery's not going to foul. Game's over. 59-55.
Nice win by the New Bremen Cardinals.
New Bremen picks up the victory 59-55 in the sweep tonight. They win the freshman game, they win the JV game, and the varsity game. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We will see you Saturday night.
Yep, so be it. All right, thank you, Rob.
Of course, the next big game for the Fort Recovery boys is Friday when the Indians play Versailles at Versailles on Friday night. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have that one on WPGW on Friday. We will have the Arcanum Fort Recovery game on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday night. We'll be back to wrap up the game and hopefully talk with Coach Bayshore right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, disappointment tonight. The Fort Recovery Indians fall to the New Bremen Cardinals by a final score of 59-55. New Bremen had double-digit lead there in the second half. The Indians kept fighting back, but couldn't quite get in the game. Again, our school announcements we have so far this evening. Fort Recovery Schools on a two-hour delay for tomorrow. Jay County Schools are on a two-hour delay for tomorrow. Southern Wells Schools, a two-hour delay for tomorrow. And Portland Head Start Class 1 is canceled tomorrow. That's Portland Head Start Class 1 is canceled tomorrow. So that's the latest on the school announcement situation. In the Fort Recovery New Bremen varsity game, Fort Recovery was led in scoring tonight by both Cade Wendell and Peyton Judy with 15 points apiece. Cade Wendell, wow, what can I say? If that wasn't a heck of a game, I have never seen one. He really let it all hang out with effort tonight. Cade Wendell with 15, Peyton Judy with 15, 9 for Ryan Braun, 6 for Grant Kanapke, 4 for Clay Smits, and 2 for Derek Judy. For the New Bremen Cardinals, they were led this evening in a pretty well-balanced attack by Nolan Bornhorst with 17. Grant Haney, their leading scorer, had 16 points, 11 for Kobe Paul, 9 points for Luke Vonderhaar. In the JV game, Fort Recovery lost that one this evening, 51-37. Indians led after the first quarter, 13-9. But then New Bremen took the lead at halftime, 23-21. And the Cardinal just slowly pulled away in the second half, leading 38-29 after three. And 51-37 was the final. In the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Ryan Post with 11. Regan Martin had 9, 6 for Gavin Toby, 5 for Brian Benn, 2 apiece for Riley Dilworth and Ian Homan. For New Bremen in the JV game, they were led by Justin Tinkman with 14, 9 for Nick Wells, 7 apiece for Patrick Wells and Logan Suchland, 5 points for Dan Homan, and Ben Cook had 6, and 3 points for Griffin Retgerman. And in the freshman game, that also went to New Bremen. They made a clean sweep tonight. New Bremen won 43-22. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Kobe Wendell with 10. 4 points for Seth Lochtefeld. 3 for Carson Rammel. 2 for Dylan Evers. And 2 for Derek Lochtefeld. For the New Bremen freshman this evening, I believe I have their scoring here. Yes, they were led in scoring in the freshman game by Wyatt Dickey with 11. Ben Blickle actually had 17, then Wyatt Dickey with 11. 7 for Blaine Schrader, 6 for Dan Homan, and 2 for Sam Saylor. Again, here in the varsity game, Fort Recovery losing 59-55. Indians trailed almost the whole night tonight, as New Bremen just was not to be denied this evening. Indians had their chance, had the ball with a 4-point deficit in the last minute of play tonight and couldn't get that basket, and that pretty much wrapped up the victory for the New Bremen Cardinals. Again, Fort Recovery led by Peyton Judy and Cade Wendell with 15 apiece. New Bremen's Nolan Bornhorst had 17. Grant Haney with 16 and 11 for Kobe Paul. Stay tuned. I'll be back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Stay tuned. Pacer basketball coming up. We'll return in just a moment.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schultz. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series Windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, the extended meeting going on in the Fort Recovery locker room, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I want to thank our quarter sponsors tonight, as always, Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Be careful out there. The roadways are snow-covered. Again, Fort Recovery schools are on a two-hour delay tomorrow. Jay County's on a two-hour delay. Southern Wells is on a two-hour delay. And Portland Head Start Class 1 is canceled for tomorrow. Indians lose tonight 59-55 to the New Bremen Cardinals. Congratulations to the Cardinals on a nice win for them. They improved to 5-8. Indians drop to 6-5. Good luck to Fort Recovery's boys. A big conference game coming up on Friday night at Versailles. Versailles only one loss on the year going into the week this week. For our fine sponsors, for Jeff Vaughn, for our studio producers, including Neil Spencer and Eric Catterly, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.